Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we're delighted to welcome in our friend Jay Hilgenberg. He is one of the all-time greats. The Dan and Don 100 list to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the Chicago Bears includes Jay Hilgenberg at number 18, one of six 85 Bears in the top 20. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's a delight to talk to you. How did you feel about being 18?
Oh, you know, it's kind of weird, you know, this whole ranking system, because, you know, we're all competitors and competitive, and you want a good number. You want to be in a good spot and competing, but really have no say in or anything. So it's strange. It's great to see names get recognized again. So all in all, it's a fun thing. It's been a lot of conversation, and so it's a good thing.
How hard is it to compare eras, Jay? Because obviously, you know, you look at today's linemen and the ones from the 85 Bears era, and then before you look at a guy like Danny Fortman, an offensive lineman. He's 10th on the list. It has to be difficult for Dan and Don to have compared linemen from different eras.
Oh, it's impossible. It's impossible to do it, and it's funny. It's surprising they even try to do something like what they did. But, you know, for the 100-year anniversary, I think it's a good call. It's always kind of bothered me over the eras, you know, the eras, you know, compare, you know, this is the best player of all time. It's football's a team game. You know, it's the ultimate, you always hear that, it's the ultimate team sport. And really the only way to be successful in football is to play together as a team. And you know, the offensive line really is the main point of that. And that's, you know, to be recognized on this list, you know, I really got to hand it to, you know, Tom Thayer and Mark Bortz and Keith Van Horn and Jimbo Covert, because we really played as a unit all those years together.
He's Jay Hilgenberg. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And Jay, of course, does pre and post on WBBM, our sister station. And so you've watched all these modern players. And, you know, let's start with Walter Payton, because Walter Payton is number one. You know, I was telling a story earlier, Jay, about being out to dinner with Hamp one time with my brother, and my brother is asking him all these Bears questions from 85, and he kept asking him about Walter Payton and was his workout, you know, did he work out away from the team in order to create this era of this aura of invincibility? Is that a true idea? Tell us about Walter and your, I mean, obviously a great football player. Did you, did he have that kind of aura to him? Was he as much a part of the team or more separate from it because he was such a unique player?
What a special guy. You know, I was so fortunate to be a locker next to Walter, and it's just an unbelievable guy to be around. It's just, you know, some guys you look at and you know they're special. I mean, that was Walter Payton. He was just special. And so it was really cool for me all those years being next to Walter.
So, Jay, put on your analyst hat for a second. And when you looked at this list, we're all sort of colored by our own biases depending on how old we are watching the Bears. Were you surprised at Refrigerator Perry not being on the top 100? And did you think that Jay Cutler should have been higher than 85?
Well, I'm shocked that Fridge wasn't on there. And Jay Cutler being 85. I'm surprised he's that high, really. I just, you know, as to being a Chicago Bear, I think it means it means something. You got to have an attitude out there and play with, you know, Dick always said, play with that chip on your shoulder, a certain toughness. And I just think Jay Cutler is just not a very strong competitor on the football field. I think he could have been a lot more than he was. I don't know if it's just his personality wasn't set up to go out and compete and just to be a vocal leader. I mean, you look at Mitchell Trubisky, the way he is out there right now. He's a team player, and that's what that quarterback has to be, is just a team guy over the top.
Jay, I felt my only beef was that I thought Dan Hampton should have, at the very least, just been in the top 10, and he was 11th. And I know that's picking nit a little bit, but that's a guy that, to me, you know, maybe the best player on the best defense ever assembled, and maybe the most important player on that defense. Maybe I'm wrong. What's your take on Hamp?
I agree with that. You know, I mean, Walter Payton on offense, I mean, no one reached that level, but Hampton was important to that defense. He was as important and a very vocal leader, a strong leader. Practiced hard, gave everything he got, loved football, 100% in the game. I mean, just the right attitude. Dan Hampton, you know, had the whole package, and he brought it. He practiced hard, practiced against me all the time, made me a better player. I mean, that's where I was fortunate to go against guys like Hampton and McMichael and Singletary. You know, games ended up being a little easier at times.
Singletary's interesting because I think a lot of people – you know, you look at the middle linebacker position, and obviously it was a position created by the Bears. You know, Bill George drops into coverage. Bill George ends up a coach and ends up a coach to Butkus. You know, Butkus finishes second on this list, and obviously you talk about Mike Singletary, and you talk to opponents, and they said that he'd be barking out the calls that you were running, the plays that were being run. It was kind of an extra, and then Urlacher following that. It's just a position like running back that defines the Bears. So tell us a little bit about Singletary.
Yeah, Mike, an intense competitor also. I mean, he would bring it. Very serious guy. Mike is a very consistent person. He's the same guy every single day. You know what you expect from him. He's gonna work hard. He's gonna come at you on the football field, and kind of a quieter guy, a little less vocal. But at times, he got very loud, and he would express his feelings to the team. And at one time, he was one of the guys I remember early in our career. We came in the same year, '81. And Mike was a guy I remember one day at practice. It may have been like 83 or 84 or something like that, right when we were starting to get pretty good. Out of Cal's one time, he just kind of, we were doing Cal's stretching out before practice, and he just screaming, you know, I refuse to go home early this year, and kept screaming it. And it really kind of, I think it got everybody alert to the possibilities that this team could accomplish, or that we could accomplish, you know, ahead next couple of years. So Mike was a great leader for the Bears.
Great stuff. Hey, Jay, always a joy to talk to you. Really appreciate
your time.
Thanks,
Jay. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot. About to see you guys during the season. Looking forward to it.
All right, buddy. Take care. That is Jay Hilgenberg.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.